Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Get Your Prance On. I'm your host, Lisa Lamont, and I have joined up with Blog Talk Radio. It's been probably 4 or 5 years since I've partnered with them, and I'm really excited to come back on, and I'm starting the show with a very special guest who is going to be talking on a topic that is very... People just don't talk about the topic, and it is about suicide. And so my guest, Kelly Cox, is trying to connect right now, and so I'm trying to figure out how we can add her on. Kelly, if you're listening to this, I'm trying to see. Here we go. I think I've got her right here. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
It's so exciting to have you on the show. Can you hear everything okay?
I can hear everything great. Can you hear me?
I can. It's a little bit faded for me, and I'm not sure because I haven't used this platform, like I was saying, for a number of years. But as long as you can hear me okay, I'm sure that the listeners can. So I wanted to give some stats about suicide, which is the taboo topic that people don't want to talk about. And I'm so grateful to have you on the show. And first of all, for those of you that are listening, you may not know this, but suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. And in 2015, suicide and self-injury cost the U.S. $69 billion. And in 2017, 47,173 Americans died by suicide. And those stats are just astounding. And thank you for coming on the show to talk about this.
I appreciate the opportunity and the platform. The statistics are just staggering. That was for the U.S. as a whole. For where I live, which is Oklahoma, it is the 7th leading cause of death. 7.
That's crazy. I'm just like, wow.
I know. I mean, you just have to almost pause because you can't even believe that is, I mean, ranked 7th. It's just, you know, and I have some other statistics for Oklahoma as a whole because that is where I'm at here. And one person on average dies every 11 hours. 11 hours.
Wow. And that's just in Oklahoma.
24-hour people. Yeah. Just in Oklahoma, 2 people in a 24-hour period are gonna succeed in committing suicide. We remain the second leading cause of death for Oklahomans ages 15 to 34. We are the 4th leading cause of death in Oklahomans ages 35 to 54. And my brother fell in that category at age 46. And that leaves us, 7th in the nation for death by suicide.
And I understand too that it's mostly white males.
Yes,
Yeah,
as a whole, men die by suicide 3.5 times more often than women. But women are 1.4 times more likely to attempt suicide.
Wow, that number is just staggering. You know, and you know, when the people who are listening to this, I mean, one of the most well-known people for having committed suicide was Robin Williams. And, you know, a lot of people, you know of that. And they look at him and they go, he's a comedian. You know, he was in a relationship, he had a family, he had money. I mean, there's no demographic, you know, financial. I mean, you know, can you talk about that? Can you address that?
I can, because I'm not comparing my brother, but my brother was so much like Robin Williams in the sense of he was always the one making everyone laugh. He was always mm-hmm. the one at the life of the party. He was always the one that every friend wanted to invite and be around. To know my brother was to just, it was a complete and absolute shock in our entire community and group. I'm his sister, so of course I knew he was great. But I also knew all the other stuff, you know, the sibling rivalries and all that stuff. And you know, but after he died, I found a whole new side of my brother that I always suspected, but you never truly knew. I mean, he was everything to a lot of people. And it was just so shocking that he found himself in such a darkness, in such mm-hmm. a place that no light could get into, that he just knew no other way.
Did you, looking back now, because that's why we're doing the show, we want to talk about awareness and the things. Looking back now, did he deal openly within the family about depression, or is it a complete shock? Like, he never talked about that?
I don't know if I want to use the word complete shock, but it was definitely a shock. No, there was no real openness. In the end, he was staying with me. We knew that he was having some situational depression, but uh-huh. never could we have guessed what was coming. Never could we have guessed that his light was being snuffed out. Never could we have guessed that this would become our reality. Because if fighting, if loving, if begging, if all of those things could save someone, he'd be here right now. And it becomes more of a mental awareness, health, insurance issue, weirdly. There's just not help available, readily available. There is, I shouldn't say that. There is help, but it becomes difficult to find. And it's an obstacle in every direction that you go. And people that are fighting this darkness, they don't have what it takes to fight the other obstacles. They are barely surviving every morning, finding slivers of light to get out of bed, finding slivers of light to go to work, finding slivers of light to reach out to a friend and say hi, or go to the party that everyone invited you to. They struggle every day just to do the things that we function, that we can do every day easily. It's a struggle for them. And so when they try to find help or try to go get some help and they find an obstacle, they don't have what it takes to overcome it. And that's where a lot needs to change. You know, it shouldn't be such a fight to see a counselor, to see a therapist, it just shouldn't. And you can go to the doctor, but all they can do is prescribe you pills. That's not the answer. It may be a need in some cases, but there needs to be follow-up with it. There needs to be the ability to talk to someone, to a counselor, to something. Talk saves lives.
Which is one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show and talk about this, because you are doing something about this. Like, you're not just sitting back. I mean, the loss of your brother, and I'm so sorry. It's something, you know, that's always going to leave a hole in your heart. But you have this such a loving, driving spirit that, you know, I had you on my show a couple of years ago to talk about your book, you know, 365 Reasons to Smile. I think that's the title. I hope I have it correct. You know, because you, Kelly, you're such a loving and positive woman. And so for you to deal with something this tragic, I mean, you're not sitting on this. Like, you want to raise awareness. And so I would love to give you this platform now for you to talk about what it is that you're doing, how the listeners can help or be involved, or maybe they can see the signs maybe in loved ones that they're around that they can reach out and get help. So I want to turn it over to you to talk now.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. I never could have imagined a couple of years ago when I wrote 365 Affirmations to Smile, which is basically just a coffee table book of daily affirmations. I never could have imagined where my life would go in a few short years. It is not something that I don't even know how to put into words sometimes. I don't have all the answers. I don't know all the things to say. I just know that if I do nothing, nothing changes. If I say nothing, nothing happens. My brother, a year later, it's still hard sometimes. I lost my brother, Billy Clanton, July 11th, 2018. And since then, I made a decision that I was going to do something. I wasn't sure what that was going to be, but I was going to do something. So I reached out to a friend of mine who is on the Oklahoma City chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and I told her what had happened. And it so happens that our local walk every year is in September. So I organized a team, and it's We Are Billy, Breaking the Silence. And we walked last year. We probably had 50-plus people there. And they have competitions with the other teams just to kind of make something out of tragedy. And our team won a trophy for the most donations. We raised just a little over $4,000. And we had, keep in mind, I lost my brother July 11th. The walk was September 8th last year. So in that amount of time, we raised a little over $4,000. So this year, our goal is $5,000. The walk is September the 7th. It is in Oklahoma City at the Bricktown Ballpark. It starts, the registration's at 8 o'clock. The walk starts at 10. Our team, We Are Billy, of course, will be out there. And we have got a little over 4,000 again this year right now, probably about 4,500, I believe, is what it was last count. We have not met our goal yet. It takes everybody. If you're listening right now, I believe Lisa's going to connect my link for the walk to donate. It takes everybody. I was always the one that sat back thinking, well, that's sad and I'm sorry. And I'll do what I'll do what I can, or it doesn't affect me. It's not in my life until I was that person. It is my life. It is my reality. It is every single day. I still get choked up. It's been a year, and it still chokes me up. But another thing,
not very long. Kelly, a year is not very long at all. And it's very fresh. Can you share with us a story, maybe a childhood story about you and Billy, or something about Billy that the listeners, maybe something funny or something that was special?
Yes, actually, and it goes right along with another thing that we're doing to help raise money for awareness and suicide prevention every year. It became a running joke. Billy and I have birthdays. Mine is April 12th. His is April 15th. So my whole life, it's been our birthday. You know, that's just how it was when we were young. And And, you know, I can't blame them. It's easier to do them both at the same time and get it over with. So as we got older, I mean, what do you get a boy? Ugh, you never, I mean, that's always the, what do you get your husband? What do you get your dad? What do you get your brother? You know, every year. For
yeah.
Well, it became kind of a running joke that I got Billy a candle every year. And my sister started getting him candles every year. And so it was like, who can get him the best candle? Who could get him the most unique candle? And so it just became a thing because he loved burning candles.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a website out there. She's on, her name is Ashley Hill, and she is on Facebook, and she has Zendels, Z-E-N-D-L-Z candles. She lost her mother to mental illness and suicide a year ago in August, this August, and came up, her mother loves candles the same way, and so she formed this business, and she started making candles, and a dollar of every candle that she sells goes to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and a dollar goes to the Brain and Behavior Foundation. And we got connected through a friend, and she has teamed up with us, and we are selling the candles as a foundation or as a fundraiser. And it just couldn't be more perfect because that was every year for Billy's birthday, he got a candle. And I thought, God is so good and works in such ways that would take our story and her story and put us together. And now we have an even bigger platform, and, you know, we're helping her raise awareness, and she's helping us raise awareness. And I just thought, you know, that's just such a great way.
That's beautiful. And and candles, you know, people like, you know, candles for memorial, you know, services and things like that. And how special that was something that you did without even realizing, you know, the future of, you know, the significance of a candle. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Her business motto, which I just absolutely love, is finding peace in the flame. And I thought, wow. I love that. Mm-hmm. I just love that so much. Finding peace in the flame. And another thing that is happening on September 4th for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and We Are Billy is my brother's son. He left behind a son he raised. And, you know, I did videos all last year leading up to the walk, and I've been resharing them this year as we're leading up to the walk, which is September 7th this year. Sharing the videos of the letters he left behind to the family, to his son, and just to everyone. And then his last final thoughts that he was just writing down. Through that, his son worked for Papa Murphy's here in Oklahoma, here in Midwest City in Oklahoma. And I contacted him. And I just contacted him to see if he wanted to help raise some money, you know, we had a fundraiser coming up. See if you wanted to donate some pizzas. It turns out that it became a lot more than that. This man, his name is Eric Walters. We have 8 Metro Papa Murphys in our Metro Oklahoma City area, and he owns 4 of them. And he got together with the other 4 store owners, and he said, we want to do a Metro Oklahoma City-wide donation day. And September 4th, from open to close, 30% of all 8 stores' proceeds will go to AFSP through our team, We Are Billy. How do you ever say thank you for that? I mean, it's just amazing, the people and their hearts to help and to give. It's a true blessing.
It's through tragedy that we really find out about how much people are really there. You know, you find out those that are there that you didn't think would be there, or you find that out. And, you know, that's the other thing too, you know, mentioning that, you know, Billy has a child, and, you know, people get judgmental and they say, how can, you know, that's a selfish thing to do and how could you do that? That's why people need to understand about suicide, that these are good people that are not bad people, that are caring and loving. Like you said, your brother is just the person who lights up a room. He loved his son. Depression is real, people who are listening, and you don't understand if you're not around somebody that fights and deals with depression. And I myself have had depression. I fight that all the time, and you ask, you know, when people don't understand, like, how could you be selfish, or how could you get in the dark place, how could you think about, you know, leaving. When you're in that dark place, I want those of you who listen, if you're in that dark place, you do not see the light. You think, and I can only talk for myself, right, Kelly? I can't talk for other people who deal with depression. But when you're in that state of mind, you don't think about the other people. You don't see the light. You don't see reasoning. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and when you're in those dark places, you don't see the light. And I just want people to know that we have to have compassion and understanding, and know that sometimes you have to go to the doctor, sometimes you need to take the medication, and if the medication isn't working, you gotta, you know, go back and tell the doctor it's not right. And you know, at 61 years of age, fighting with depression my entire life, I know a lot is geared around what I eat now, what I see. You know, I stay away from the news as much as possible. I stay away from negativity because that can trigger me. Sugar is like heroin in my system. I got to really watch that and stay away from that. And so I want to talk, I want to be able, you know, for the listeners to know that depression is real. And it's not selfish. Unless you walked in that environment in those shoes, you just cannot know that.
You're absolutely right. It is not a selfish act. In their mind, it's a selfless act. I'm only speaking from what I've heard other people talk about. I personally don't suffer from depression. I've never been in a place so dark that I could not see tomorrow, that I could not see 5 minutes from now. But it exists. I hear it. I hear it every day from people just like what you said. And
yes,
it's they're not trying to get away from you. They're trying to get away from themselves, the monster that's inside, to save. Mm-hmm. They're trying to save us. They want to save us from the monster they think they're becoming, because they
yes.
can't see anything different.
In that state of mind, you think about how, in that mindset, you're thinking, when you do think of the other people, oh, well, they'll be better without me. Like, they don't need to deal with me. You think really crazy, dark stuff that when you're rational and when you're not in that dark mode, you look and go, how could I ever have thought that? What's going on? And it's real. You know, I'm here to share. It's real. I had Ali LaPree on my show a couple of years ago, and she talked about this topic. You know, she volunteered and went, you know, told her husband, you know, and here she is, a loving mom and children, and everything's going right in her life. And she talked about on my show how she had to you know, commit herself to get the help. And she was very open and talks about it, because we have to talk about it. If we're shamed and we feel like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm crazy, it's a very real. And like you said, the stats in Oklahoma, well, can you share the stats again of suicide?
Yes, the stats in Oklahoma, we are... One person on average dies by suicide every 11 hours in the state of Oklahoma. We are the second leading cause of death in Oklahomans of age 15 to 34, the fourth leading cause of death for ages 35 to 54, and again, my brother was 46, and that leaves us eighth in the nation. or I'm sorry, seventh in the nation for deaths by suicide. I mean, it is an epidemic, and we should treat suicide no differently than we would treat going to the doctor for an infection. It's not different, and we have got to break the stigma, because mental health is a stigma, and it's got to stop. There is nothing wrong with mental health. There is nothing wrong with depression. There is situational depression, and then there is straight up, I struggle all the time, everyday depression. It doesn't matter what category you fall in. There is nothing wrong with it. I am depressed, and I raise my hand because it's okay. And that's how it should be.
Yes. It shouldn't be a taboo subject. You know, also people don't seek help because it will affect their careers. You know, being in the military, being a fireman, a police officer. I mean, they fear for their jobs, too, that they'll lose their jobs. And so we've got to be able to let them know that if they seek help, that it's not going to affect their family and their incomes to support their families. And
absolutely.
That's something, you know, that I want to share. We've got to make awareness. Is there anything that you want to share for those that might be listening that have a loved one that they worry about? Is there any tips that you can share of what to look for, or if somebody themselves is depressed, you know, what steps that they can take to seek some help?
There is, that's a tough one. It really is, because when you're in the middle of it with someone, sometimes you're almost too close to see what's right in front of your face, and that can be hard. And, you know, I was right there with my brother. And when I look back now, I realize that there were some signs. There were more signs than I wanted to admit. And I think maybe that has to be the key, is we have to stop thinking that it won't happen in your family. You have to stop thinking that you know someone so much that they would never leave. They would never hurt themselves like that. They would never hurt us like that, because they're not trying to hurt us. They're trying to save us in their mind from
from
pain. And that was one of the things my brother said over and over and over again, is please forgive me. Please don't be mad. There was nothing you could have done. I struggle with the there was nothing you could have done, because I believe there is something that can be done. I don't know. I'm sure I can't save everybody, but I will fight till my last breath to do just that, to not make this. To make it okay to talk about, to make mental health okay to seek treatment, to make it okay to just realize that there is another day for us. But recognize, you know, don't tell yourself that, you know, listen to what they're saying. Don't tell yourself it can't happen in your family, or it can't happen to that person, because it can. And I think that's really the biggest one. Just be willing to talk. Talk saves lives. If you think someone is in danger of hurting themselves, talk to someone else that isn't as close. If you can't make that call yourself, let someone else make it for you. Everybody's got to be willing to talk. Talk saves lives. We have to be a voice.
And I am a big advocate of going and talking to a therapist. Even if you don't think that you are suicidal, that you just have the dark thoughts and you think like, oh, this, you know, I don't want to bother a therapist or be afraid I'm going to go to a therapist and they're going to commit me. No, they won't. You know, I've been to, you know, therapists, and they are a wonderful advocate for you. They're to help you and, you know, if you need medication, if you just need someone to talk to about your thoughts. You know, it is a safe place to be, and it's a great way for you to show the people that you love, because people who are depressed, they truly love their loved ones. Your brother loves you, and his child. There's no doubt about that, and we have to talk about it. And Kelly, you are so brave to come onto this show to share the love that you have for your brother, and it's obvious that you're passionate. It's, you know, and I hope that you're not carrying any guilt, thinking I could have, would have, should have done something wrong. I know it's still there. You know, I just can't imagine what you're going through.
I don't. It's a tough place to be left behind. But as much as I hurt and as much as it's hard to be left behind with everything else that, around you and what happens, I can't imagine what my brother was in. I can't imagine that darkness. It consumed him to the point that he had to take his own life. And I don't feel guilty for that. It breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart for everyone else around us. It breaks my heart for all those other families that are suffering because they've lost their loved ones. It breaks my heart for all those people that are consumed by that darkness. And that has become my reason. That fuels my passion, that I have to keep talking. I have to keep saying that your darkness is okay, because I'll be a light. I'll talk, and I'll spread that light all around so that it becomes beacons of light everywhere, all throughout, because I don't have all the answers. I don't know all the things to say. I struggled doing this, because you lose words sometimes when you're passionate about something and it's still all so raw. But I may not have all the answers, but somebody that's listening to your show might hear what I'm saying and go, you know what? I know somebody in the medical field or in the insurance industry or in the suicide hotline or just somewhere that has felt that spark and starts to shine their own light. That's how it starts.
And you make a great point too, like, you don't have all the answers. Like, you don't. But you're doing something. You're doing this drive and raising money for awareness and prevention. You know, our brains are so powerful, and the medical industry is researching the brain, you know, of the wiring or the sensors and all the thing. I mean, there's a lot of elements that go into what is around depression. It's not a one stop shop, you know, answer. And I love that you're on the show talking about it. That's brave. Thank you for coming on the show. And two, you're raising awareness, and you're walking and you're raising money. So you are doing something, Kelly. And I want to say, you know, bravo to you to do this and come on here. It's not easy. You know, it's been just over a year since you lost your brother. And I can't imagine the pain of that, because I haven't experienced it myself. I deal with depression, but I've never had anybody that I'm close to actually take their own life. And I just want to commend you for coming on the show and talking about this.
Thank you. I really appreciate your platform and your bravery for stepping up and saying, you know what, I struggle with depression, and it's okay, for talking about it, for being real, for just being real and open, you know. And I don't know how much longer we have, but I would like to just try to wrap up with a few more, you know, points. Just
I
kind
would
of reiterate
love it. Yes, go
some
ahead.
Of the things that we're doing. Like I mentioned, September the 4th, Eric Walters, an owner of 4 Metro Papa Murphys here in Oklahoma City, has teamed up with We Are Billy, and we're going to have a Oklahoma City Metro fundraiser that day from open to close for all 8 Metro Papa Murphys. You go in, you get a pizza, they're take-home pizzas, you cook it at home yourself, you can freeze some and have them later. They will donate 30% to AFSP through We Are Billy. We're going to have one of our local radio stations, Magic 104.1, is going to be out there and doing a remote. I mean, it is a big deal. It is just, it's a community. It takes a community. So that's happening. Zindel Candles, she's here local in Oklahoma, has teamed up with us for Billy Candles. I've got it on my Facebook page, Kelly Clanton Cox. It's public. Everyone can see it. I just encourage you just to go find peace in the flame. And then most of all, our walk is September the 7th. It is at Bricktown Ballpark. It starts at 8 o'clock with registration. There's going to be music, bounce houses, fun things to do. The walk starts at 10 o'clock. Our team will be out there along with tons of other teams. And please go to the link. Gosh, what is my link? I think you're going to have it posted.
I have the link. I have the link attached to the show. And you can also, in the link from the show that we shared today, you can add the candle and all that other information below in the thread. And I will make sure that that gets shared too. So, but I do have the link to the afsp.donordrive.com/participants/Kelly, CLANTONCOX. And so that information is in the link to the show, but you can add the information on the candles and things like that so people can help participate in that way.
Yeah, you can go to that link and make a donation. It all goes to AFSP, every bit of it, every single dime of it goes to them through our link. Our goal is 5,000. We are not there yet. Of course, I would love to go there and beyond. We aren't there yet. So please donate anything. You know, you'll spend $10 a day on Starbucks. Spend $10 a day to help save someone else's life, to help save another family, this heartbreak that you just cannot imagine. Go donate. And my book, 365 Affirmations to Smile, it is available on Amazon. I was looking at it today because, you know, like I said, it's a daily 365 affirmations to smile and just a little quote every single day to start your day. And I was thinking about it today, and I went to April 12th, which is my birthday. And I think I remember talking to you about this with you on the last show we did together. That was my quote that I read. And I would like to read it again. It's
beautiful.
One smile. One smile can change a friendship. One laugh can conquer gloom. One touch can show you care. One heart can lift a soul. One word can change everything. Be that one. I couldn't believe when I read it today. I thought, wow, how profound. How could I ever have known? And then I went and turned the page to April 15th, which is my brother's birthday. And I looked at it and I thought, wow. And I'd like to share that. It says, happiness can be in the darkest of times. Surround yourself with people that bring out the best in you. Life is too short. For all you have lost, you have gained. And I just thought, wow, you know, God is good. He is faithful. And I believe wholeheartedly in what I'm doing. I believe he put people like you, Lisa, in my life. For this reason, to be this platform, to share this awareness, to stop suicide, to raise mental health awareness, and to make a difference, because together is the only way we make a difference. One person shouting in the wind is one person shouting in the wind. One person going, raising together, becoming a light, banding with other people, that becomes the force. That becomes the light in the darkness. That becomes the whisper in their ear.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Kelly. You know, I also want to add, you know, because we're wrapping up here, you know, your book for the listeners, I'm going to add the link to your book. You know, one of the things I find special about your book is I open it to random pages because I really, truly believe that through God, you wrote that book, and how you said, you know, you opened it up today before the show, and it was like a message. Even though you wrote it, I truly believe that you were a vehicle through God. And your book is such a positive book, because no matter how dark or you want to know how your day is going to go, if you just randomly open up your book, which I've done so many times, it's the message I need to see that day. It's like God is telling me, hey, Lisa, here's a reason to smile. Do this, see this, feel this. And I just want you to know your book is so beautiful, Kelly.
Thank you. It means so much. I have been blessed in more ways than I can count, even through this tragedy. And that seems weird to say. It really does. I mean, I hear myself say it, and it's like, what? But it's true. I mean, there have been a lot of blessings. There have been a lot of friendships. There have been a lot of connections.
Yeah. Jody Harris is the one that got us together. Jody Harris is the one that helped you, you know, publish your book. I mean, we have all these beautiful people that come into our lives for a reason. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Jody Harris, because she is an angel to so many of us out there who bring people together with such a pure heart. And I know she's been a great support for you with the loss of your brother Billy. And so I want to end this show and dedicate the show to Billy and to his family, and know that, you know, we together can help one another, and be on the lookout for someone who you might, you know, maybe pick up the phone if you have a friend that you know that fights depression, and just, you know, call them up and just say, I'm just thinking of you and I love you. You just never know.
You never know. It's exactly why we named the team what we named it. We are Billy. Every one of us. Every single person that hears me right now, we are Billy.
Beautiful.
I really thank you a lot for the opportunity to keep spreading my message.
You are pounding your drum, my dear. You just keep pounding that drum, and I'm right there pounding my drum there with you. I appreciate you coming on the show. You can find Kelly on Facebook also if you want to reach out and become friends with her. She's just a fun, positive, happy, bubbly person. Even though we talked on a serious topic, we have to do that. So anyway, thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will share the information and the link to the show below. And have a wonderful week. Till next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.